Good morning. January 1st is, what are we talking? I got to do the math in my head really quick. It's 17 hours away. 2023 has approached us. It's here. 2022 will be a thing of the past. And every year we go through this cycle. Every 365 days as the sun travels around, we continue to have opportunities before us. And I'm so amazed that 30 years into Nikken, I look back and go, where did that 30 years go? So all of you can remember when you started with Nikken. Today, I don't want to so much reminisce about the past. I want to look at the last 365 days, looking specifically at the five pillars. What did we do? What little habits, as the book titled Atomic Habits talks about, what are the little tweaks? What are the little adjustments that we implemented because we had an aha experience that yielded huge results? There are so many that I see other people doing, some complete strangers, some people I've known for years, and go, oh, that makes sense. That's why you do that. Spending 5 hours with Dave Balzer, who most of us know as the Nikken guru, the one who can look at any product technology and share or pontificate about it in ways and using verbiage that is so enlightening. It's one thing to hear him, it's another thing to spend, as our family was able to 2 weeks ago, time with him and see some of the habits that he and his wife, Sarah, have implemented, not simply because of Nikken, but that's part of it, that's a huge part of it, but because of the people they choose to surround themselves with, the things that they do. And again, let's look at the five pillars: a healthy body, a healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society. What are some of these things? And I'm not going to give you any examples. I just simply want you, and if we can hit, finishing off 2022, if we can hit 22, that will be wonderful. That means we all have to be short and concise. But *6 on your phone line. And I want to challenge those of you who've never shared or thought, well, I don't think that's such a big deal. It is a big deal. Something you do, something you've been doing, something you that's a, just a regular part of your life that brings you success and or impacts the people around you. And how has it made a difference this year? So I know Lyle and Doug were already chatting before we started the recording. So I want to ask one of you two gentlemen to be bold and say, yeah, this is one of the things I do, and it allows me in this pillar to do it.
Well, I get up and I put my grounding device on the floor in front of my computer almost every morning, and I go through a routine of checking the weather out, checking the stock market out, looking at my emails, and I have my new magnetic device that I use for a arthritic toe. I use it, and that's how I start my day.
And Doug, I'm going to be more specific when you do that. And I know you well enough, at least I think I know you well enough, to know why you do that. But what did you do before being introduced to grounding? And what have you noticed as a result of adding that element? Because we're talking about the healthy body pillar. But doing that while you start that morning routine, what have you noticed the biggest thing?
Well, Vance, I've been using this grounding device since Nikken came out with it. I really didn't know much about grounding, but it, Vance, I just, I think that's over my pay scale. I like it. It makes me feel better. It, I'm not saying it energizes me, but it gives me a, it's almost like the peace I get from the Prince of Peace. It's a very peaceful feeling that I have. I'm sitting here with my feet on the ground as I'm talking to you right now, and I just feel emotionally, mentally, physically relaxed.
Well, and I can vouch for that, and it's not really a, I don't know if it would be classified as a testimony, but the simplicity of, especially during the winter cooler months, where there may be white stuff on the ground, or you just don't feel like going outside when it's wet and damp, and being able to start the day. I do the same exact thing, Doug, and I don't know if I could tell you, but I can honestly tell you and say 15 to 20 minutes into my little morning routine, it's just similar to yours, I can totally tell the difference, completely. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to make that little adjustment. And to follow up on what you did, sometime this year, I don't know when it was, I got a second one and I put it at the foot of the bed.
Did you say that last week or a couple of weeks ago at the Saturday AM Live?
Yeah, and it's been a wonderful experience to be able to sleep with it. And I noticed a lot of other people in Nikan who are on the Nature Rest Fit, or they're on some variation of Nikan sleep system. They've added that component to it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't put it on my finger and say, well, as a result of that, but I just know it's a wonderful thing, and it's fantastic. So thank you, Doug.
Let me put it this way. I'm so happy I have it.
Grounding. Who would have ever thunk? Great. All right. Who wants to be next? Again, *6 on your phone.
Well, Vance, I'm kind of the same way as he is. Of course, as soon as I get out of my sleep system, brush my teeth, I drink. Of course, I have my pie water there. I drink a full glass of pie water before I even head out to the kitchen. And so I'm already starting to my hydration. But, and of course, our coffee's made with it too. And everything that we do is we use the water. But as soon as I sit down at the kitchen table, I unroll the grounding pad and my bare feet get on it. And I keep them on it as long as I can until I have to get up and go do something but I'll always come back and put my feet on it. And of course our little puppy dog loves to lay on it too when I open it up, and I guess she feels the calmness of it too. And I don't always feel anything. Sometimes I'll feel a little tingling in my feet or my legs, but a lot like Doug said, the calmingness, if I had any aches in my legs, they seem to kind of disappear.
And Lyle, I want to put you on the spot. Of the other four pillars, looking back over 22, one that jumps, and I know you and I, we push the envelope on that healthy society pillar, you with Rotary, your involvement in your community there, you do a lot, way more than normal, looking for ways to serve. Can I ask you this? I don't know if I've ever asked you. What is the motivation in that pillar?
Yeah, well, let me add one other thing about the grounding I forgot to mention. You know, yeah, we don't always have the white stuff to walk out there cold or mud. But, you know, here in Texas, we've got those goat heads. And if you've ever stepped on one barefoot, you never want to do it again. they hurt, and so it's nice to have the grounding pad. Yes, far as my society pillar, between Lions Club, Scouts, the Chamber, our Operation Feeding Temple, food, it's kind of a four pantry organization that we help do food drives for supplying these four pantries. We also have a free pediatric clinic that between the Lions Club and Feed My Sheep, which is a organization that feeds the homeless 365 days a year a noon hot meal. And I guess it's something that I've always had a passion about. You know, if I can help somebody, no matter what it is, if I can do it, that's just me. I love to be able to put a smile on somebody's face or put food in their belly or assist them in any, if sometimes financially, if they need a little helping hand to get somewhere.
I envy people like you, and I think that when that human being's more spirit gets inside all of us, you're one that obliterated what I call excusitis a long time ago. And you just said, look, at, as you just stated, I love to put a smile on somebody's face and a meal in their belly. You raise the bar for the rest of us, because all of us can serve in some form, some way. It's not that difficult. It really, really is. And the payoff, yeah. The reward, what we gain is so much more than what we give.
That's so true. It's not a financial gain. It's a heart gain. Your heart gets larger. And, I've always kind of had that, but after going to, several in-person humans being more and hosting several here in the area at one time, that just amplified, like you say, and it just made me know that, yes, this is what I need to do, and this is where my passion is.
Yeah. So much better than I know people in your age group. I'm not calling you old, but I know several who spend hours a day doing a crossword, doing, is it called Sudoku, whatever it is, and or 2 to 3 hours a day reading the news. And I scratch my head and think, oh, okay, well, that's your thing, but okay. Why not invest in other people? So, Lyle, thank you. Thank you so much. And again, thank you for what you're doing, what you and Sandy have done for years, and looking forward to it. And again, I'm hoping all of us can take that as a challenge to give a little more, invest, pause, observe what's going around us, forget our agenda as we're going throughout our day, take in what other people are doing. It's spreading kindness is a huge, huge, easy thing to do. So, okay, well, now that the men have kicked us off, ladies, what have we done? What are some of the little adjustments, some of the things we tweaked in this last year that are setting us up? Yeah, again, these are not resolutions. These are things that you just immediately think of and go, oh, I can do that. And you do it rather than talking about doing it.
Hey, Vance, this is Karen.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. I make lots of little adjustments, but I make big adjustments. And one of the things that I decided, and I don't even know when it was. It might have been in the beginning of this year, the end of last year, I don't know. But it's like, okay, I'm done with stress, period. Nothing is going to stress me out. And if something's going on, I have to address it. And so I have done that. I have just stayed calm. So I have found ways, and these are the small adjustments. I don't like dysfunction either, by the way, and because dysfunction does stress me out. So I had to set boundaries. And so this is healthy mind pillar. And so I, in order to stay calm, every morning, when I wake up, I wake up slowly. I don't set an alarm. I let my body have what it needs. And I will lay in bed, sometimes up to an hour, and just do some deep breathing and meditate and just connect with God and find out what God's plan is for me that day, how many people I'm going to help, you know, and I open up to God saying, thank you for connecting me with the people who can use me today. And, or you can use my help, not use me, use my help. And it has kept me very focused. And so I'm in my sleep system and I love my Fit. Okay. My Fit and I are very good friends and I have my grounding mat with me. So I'm grounding and that's how I start my day. And then the other thing that I do is I come first. You know, it's like the airplane, you know, put your oxygen mask on you first, and then you can help other people. I exercise because if my body isn't working in tip-top shape, and I will get stressed out because things are, it's a lack of clarity, and that's something that I don't care for either. So I do everything I can to stay balanced in the mind pillar so that everything else runs smoothly in my life. And I'm like Lyle in a different way. Everything I do comes from my heart. And I want people to be happy as well. I want them to be happy with their health. As a naturopath, when I work with a client, and I work a lot with the emotions, and lifestyle, health, life coaching. I let them discover things on their own. And when they do, I see that light bulb light up, not just above their head, but in their face. And that is the most rewarding pay I can receive. And that's what keeps me going. That's what fuels me. This week I got two compliments from people I was not expecting. And it's just because I did what comes from my heart. I'm helping people with situations that the medical community couldn't solve or are so difficult that they actually benefit from complementary plus conventional medicine. And I'm so grateful. I have these gifts. And in many ways, I'm like Mr. Masuda. Why wouldn't I want to share this gift? And that I have had that belief since way before me, Ken, and I found each other. I just want to share my gifts. And that's, so everything I do is based on that and helping people, and it doesn't help people if I'm stressed out or if there's dysfunction in my life. So I just decided, healthy mind pillar, that's it.
Karen, what all of us, if we've been paying attention during this last year with the Seiko Kais, with the Master Day, with advancing the five pillars, I know for me, being able to take a shift in the two words self-care and seeing it from, I like to use the words ancient writings, and I'm referring to the Bible. It's the one book that I can proudly say I read it from cover to cover every year. In a few minutes after this call, I will finish it yet again. Looking back to the most foundational principles that all belief systems have the core value, and one of them is to love others as we love ourselves. We can't love others and treat others with respect and with dignity if we don't love ourselves. And one, at some point, and again, like you, I can't put my finger on it. I don't know when, but even being able to take a shower underneath the Niken shower head and spend that time using au naturel or more organic products. Rita Hand is the one that hooked me up and got me thinking goat's milk soap many years ago. And being able to spend that time and not rushing, but just going, okay, as we take care of this physical body, I know I can be empowered to take care of others. And it's something we have to do. And Bo Tanis is the one that really, it was some point this year, but he said, you know, self-care is not being selfish. It's doing our job to, that's why, you remind us of that simple analogy. People that work in the airline industry, they know, they drill this into people. First, you take care of yourself. Then you take care of those around you. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's just that simple. Second greatest commandment. So, Karen, thank you. And thank you again for setting the example. And I get to be a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Not covetousness, but I get to be the benefactor of the, because of the friendship that you and I have enjoyed, the close working relationship as business buddies. And it's truly wonderful. And I want to, that's one thing that, again, that Karen and Vance have made the decision, and Rita, myself, Jeannie Theden, you have to have a core people. Mike DiMuccio often refers to his as, Karen, help me out here. What does he call his think tank?
His girls.
Yeah, his girls. His girls. And for him, it's their business partners. I have this with my older brother in our other family business. And we're constantly texting, talking face-to-face or over the phone. Hey, what do you think about this? What's the term that we use in our culture today? It just totally left me. So never mind. But you'll figure out. You need to have a core group of people. I just got invited to be part of one that I've met with them once. And this is a core group of guys that I'm very excited about every other Thursday getting together to discuss, you know, biblical issues and how it's, and these guys all walks of life. And just the first time getting together with them, seeing where I was ready to start my own, because I knew that's one of the things I needed to do. And it's going to affect all five pillars. So, Karen, thank you. We have time for a few more. I knew we weren't going to get to 22.
Hi, Karen.
Okay, we've got Rita and we've got Janice. Go ahead, you first, Rita.
Okay, just real quick. I agree with everything that's been said so far. And daily I ask God to show me those who need help and either pray for them or even just leaving a message on the telephone. And the feedback is just amazing. So what I've been doing for the health branch is to increase my, and I started at least a week, maybe longer ago, increase my nutritionals. So building up my immunity system so I can be there for people when they need it. And I take varying amount of pills out of the 10 bottles of Niken Nutritionals that I do per day, but I've increased it specifically for the immunity so I can prepare for the coming year.
Okay. And Rita, and I'm not going to take your story. I promise I won't do that. I'm looking forward to you sharing your journey. Pam Barnes will be doing this on the 28th of January, pre, during, and post a major life, let's just call it what it is, surgery. And Rita, you've been one who has been a huge encouragement to me, and what a huge blessing to be able to talk with Pastor Ishmael this week and get another kind of eye on the prize, what helping you in this journey to restore your body. We've seen lots of people do this over the years in Nikon. And so something as simple as increasing the nutritionals is vital. Well, it's an investment. Nancy Cosman has been here, and her husband Marty have been doing this for years. And hopefully she'll jump in here and explain why. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but Rita, thank you for your example. And
I want to wish everybody a blessed new year, safe and prosperous.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Thank you. Janice, I think I heard your voice.
Yes, you did.
Or no, yeah, yes.
This is Janice. Did you have instructions before I started?
How would I give you instructions? You of all people.
Anyway, yeah, you know, I do a 12-step as part of my discipline too. And I meet and love a lot of people there and share my experience, strength, and hope with them. But just the discipline, wisdom is discipline, the serenity prayer, you know, wisdom is discipline. And one of my roomies, because one of my businesses is to have a safe haven for people. So I have four other people live with me. And one of them came in today and said, you know, everything's in such harmony here today. And it just thrilled me, you know. But it's just all those disciplines. It's getting out and taking a walk. It's you all have encouraged me with the grounding. I haven't used it enough. But, you know, just all of those disciplines. And, of course, I'm so excited because I've got a couple of new consultants to work with. So that just excites the heck out of me. And you know, at least one of them went and did his homework and found out who our leaders are. I mean, just, you know, did all of his homework, and he's very excited to come over here and come into NECAN full bore. So, you know, all the disciplines, getting on the calls, you know, saying our prayers, down on our knees, just keeping ourselves in a positive mental attitude. And I agree, we can't give away something we don't have. And so we have to love, cherish, and nurture ourselves and do what we can to take care of ourselves, because I don't know about anybody else on this call, but I'm a full-time job. Taking care of myself emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually is my job, and I'm full-time. So I'm just delighted and enjoy, as usual, to be part of NECAN and to be part of you all.
Well, Janice, and I know that you are one of those people, and I'm not on as many of the calls as I'd like to be. That's going to change here in a few days' time for me in a big, big way. But Janice, that word discipline, I remember years ago Ben Woodward explaining that from an ancient Roman Empire. The word discipline, and we get the word disciple out of that, but it's with an effort of self-denial is the way he explained it, that you have to give up some of yourself so that you can get something better. We could do it with food, but I think the biggest thing is our time. Are we disciplined enough to say, you know, that's idleness? Here's something I did with our 12-year-old, and this just popped into my head the other day. I was in the parenting mode, and I was giving her a couple instructions because I was ready to walk out the door, and she would be a certain amount of time home alone. And I said, you know, as I was talking, she was not listening because she had her phone in her hand and she was texting. I said it calmly. I did not lose my mind. I just looked at her and I said, Addie, you've heard me say before many times, I cannot compete with the screen. So this is the last time Daddy's going to say it. And I'm going to make a deal with you. And here's the deal. When I'm talking, you're not texting. You, whatever device you have in your hand or whatever you're looking at, it's to be paused. It's to be put down. And if you're unable to do that, then Daddy gets that device for a week. And here's the flip side. Here's the deal. If you ever walk into a room and you start talking and I don't put my device down, if it's on a screen in front of me, or I don't close it up, then you can take that device from me for a week. Janice, the look on her face was priceless. I knew I was able to connect to the 12-year-old brain and make an arrangement, make a contract, make a covenant with her to say, look, it's a two-way street, kiddo. At 54 and 12, we can help each other. And because it's one of those things, we see it in our culture today. People say they're talking to each other, but they're not. They're not interfacing because there's somebody else in that, you know, they drug somebody else in that conversation, via a screen or a tablet or whatever it may be, but it takes that discipline. And sometimes we have to be strong.
Exactly. So. Yeah, and I make sure that when I go to visit my family that I be very present to them and not do any of that. I'll even leave the phone in the car so I'm not distracted by it, because I want to be present to the people I love the most on this planet.
We all have our little things, and to be Rita shared this with me the other day. It's something I learned from the late Billy Graham. He was often referred to as the nation's pastor. Millions of people's lives were impacted by the late Reverend Billy Graham, and people who knew him said if you ever were with him, it was daunting because he was so focused on you. Wow. May it be said of us that it's daunting that we can be focused on other people. Excuse me.
Vance, I love that lesson of common courtesy that you taught your daughter.
As do I. I'm looking forward to the payoff. Go ahead, Nancy.
I think that's more parents should teach their children that. I have a question that's kind of strange. When we lose electricity, does the ground still work?
Absolutely.
It does. I wondered about that because we did. Okay, thank you.
So, Nancy, I'm going to put you on the spot to keep us on topic. I know the answer to this question because I can think of several that you and Marty have implemented during your 20-plus years with Nikin. What is something in looking at the five pillars that for you it's a no-brainer, but it's the dividends pay out hugely? And I could know that you and Marty do regularly, but what is one that jumps out to you that you're looking forward to continuing to implement in this next year?
Well, as I've mentioned before on these calls, the biggest major one that happened to us is when he fractured a couple of ribs without even realizing it. And we immediately started using the touch and the grounding. And he healed way quicker than anybody thought he could possibly. I mean, within a week, we were back to walking. So that was the biggie. The touch has always been since it came out. I remember the day I received my touch. I was at Tai Chi when it happened, and I came home and it was waiting for me. And I thought, okay, show me what you do because everybody's talking about you. And I just sat at the kitchen table and I closed my eyes. I put it on my shoulder and I just sat there until it stopped. And all of a sudden, my toes started tingling. And I thought, whoa, okay. But, you know, again, yesterday, my cousin from Hawaii called me. I had sent him a flex and some duct tape because his sister has moved from New Jersey to Hawaii because she was in such agony. He insisted that she move there, and she did. And we hadn't talked since he got them. And little did I know that he also has a hip problem. And so he used the tape on his hip. And he said, I don't feel anything yet. And I gave him an experience that I had that woke me up with the tape, oh, probably seven, eight years ago. All of a sudden, I could not bend my right knee back. And I said to myself, okay, Nance, you went through this right after your knee replacement. What do you have that'll take it away? And the first thing that popped in my mind was the tape. I slapped some of that on either side of my knee, and I don't even think it was 10 minutes later, and all of a sudden my knee was doing what it was supposed to do again. And that woke me up with that. You know, we need these subtle reminders of everything that we have. And I said, you know, it's not like taking a pill where it's going to go to right at whatever part of your brain says you have pain and take it away. I said, if you don't use them, they won't work. I said, but you can put the flex on your hip. That's what kept Marty out of the OR from not having to have a hip replacement for 10 years. So he said, well, what do I do? Tape it on. And I explained how to use it. And I said, you can even sleep with it if you want, if you lie on your side. So, or even underneath him, but his sister hasn't gotten them yet, so he's using them.
You know, and Nancy, when you have immersed, I like the way that Brody Craney has always said, you know, it's not one product or one device. It's opening up, as Dennis Williams says, I never try to close or attempt to close somebody, but open their mind up to the world of possibilities. And you and Marty are examples. I would even go as far as say pillars in that, as you said to me a few days ago, we simply made the choice to make the investment into what Nikan has instead of it. At you guys' stage of the game, a lot of people spend a lot of money on Western medicine. Call it insurance, call it whatever it is, call it surgeries, where you guys have simply made the shifts. Yeah, medication. And worried about this, worried about the copay, worried about, you know, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. when you look at, and again, rather than point out the flaws in the system, why don't we point out, again, open up our eyes and see what goes on globally and what other people do to practice, as we've been talking about, self-care. Because that's those little tiny habits, and they may not be tiny, maybe they're huge, but to be able to say, and I, you know, when you talk about people from our past or relatives or whatever, bumping into a high school classmate of mine, who she went out of her way to come from her table at a restaurant where we were at, all the way across, and she literally sat down in the booth next to me, and Stacy looked at me and the look of shock, because Stacy couldn't remember who she was. And I went, oh my goodness. And after she went back to her table, several minutes later, I need to use the restroom. So I got up and I went and sat and introduced myself to, I didn't know she got divorced and remarried. And she actually introduced her new husband as, this is the new one. Those were her words. This is the new one. And I went, oh goodness, wow. So getting back to my table, here was the moral of the story. I said to Stacy, I said, you honestly don't remember. She said, I don't remember from the reunions. And I said, last time you saw her, she was about half that size, at least. I said, she did gastric bypass surgery. And obviously it worked, but then it didn't work. And I don't know what you describe the two size drink cups, those are margarita fish bowls, I guess that's a good way to describe them. But I thought, if that's a regular habit of theirs to consume that much, and yes, I don't drink, I don't consume alcohol for many, many reasons. I've seen where it goes. But for this classmate of mine, again, 54, 55 years old. I don't know her exact age, but not very respectful to her own body. And complete opposite, Nancy, of what you and Marty have laid out as the example. And again, I'm not attacking drinking. I'm not attacking alcohol. It's not a good thing for some people. Other people, they know how to manage it. I just don't even go down that road. I like water. Sorry.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's all I drink. Just a quick note on meds. Every time Marty goes to a doctor and they have to, you know, he has to fill out the information form, they always, when he gives it to him, he says, Mr. Cosman, you didn't fill in all of your meds. I don't have any. He's going to be 83 years old in March. I'm on one thyroid only because as a child, my thyroid got burned with radiation. In those days, they did not protect the thyroid when you had radiation treatments to your head. So, you know, there's a reason we live like that.
Yeah. And again, there are so many people in Nikken that's just the common thing. And isn't it wonderful to be able to say, no, I don't have to do that. And I think the wonderful byproduct of it is when you need it, they're far more effective.
I'm not a purist. If you need a medication, obviously you take it, but not as the first line of defense.
Yeah, and not as a common thing of, oh yeah, every night I, you know, pop to, and I know people who are no longer with us who didn't need to do that or didn't need to go early, as I would say, because they destroyed one organ or another. And Nikken is a much, much, much better way. So, well,
it's been for us, so yes. Thank you.
Yes. Well, no, thank you. Did anyone else want to jump in here? There's a long pause. And I'm looking across. Go ahead. I heard another. No, okay. I want to encourage everybody, if I could finish off this way, whether it's today, tomorrow, this week, our entire culture, the Western world, and it's expanding to other places, it's one thing to take some time and jot and just do that superficial thing, you know, new me. I haven't, Rita's the one that taught me that or shared it with me, a new me in 23. I hadn't mentioned it to this point yet. But being able to take some time, and again, it would be best if you did it in all five pillars, take the time, as we've all learned in humans being more, to kind of rate yourself and maybe look back over the last year and put a marker there in all five pillars. Draw, you know, write all of them down: healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, and healthy society. And out of 1 to 10 or 0 to 100%, be honest. And just draw a line of, I think the biggest thing that I discovered the last several months is the people that know me who are honest enough, and those of us who have a significant other. Stacy's the most brutally honest person with me, and she's not concerned about hurting my feelings. Being able to be honest and going forward, but we do have to take some time to review and analyze, and I would encourage you, take that time. John Maxwell published an amazing thing. Let's not be, you know, seditious. And what I mean by that is, let's not beat ourselves up for the things that, you know, we didn't get done, or the project, or I wanted to do that and that didn't happen. But forget that. It's part of the past. Let's focus on some of the things that we did right, so we can at least give ourselves a pat on the back and go forward. But looking at those five pillars, okay, what do we know, honestly, we need to tweak to be a better contribution to those around us? That's when it gets to be really fun. Because as Karen and so many of us have mentioned this morning, when we're in the mode of helping and serving others, that's when it really gets to be exciting, as God uses us to be the best that we can be so that we're the most impactful to others. So thank you. And so many of you have shared, I can't go in my mind's eye in reverse. Thank you all, but thank you.
Vance, can I just add one thing to what you just said?
Absolutely.
Don't look for and don't expect perfection in yourself. We don't expect it in anyone else. And don't put that pressure on yourself.
Absolutely. I don't do it with Hattie as a 12-year-old. Never, ever, ever. But when she goes out of her way like she did yesterday to vacuum, I thanked her endlessly. Did she do a perfect job? No, she's 12.
Did she do a 12-year-old job?
I think so. I'm looking around the living room right now, and it's adequate because in a few short hours, the older two sisters of hers have invited many, many, many people over. So I can't wait to see. And again, it's not about having a perfect home. There's no such thing. That would be a mausoleum. This is not the Taj Mahal. It's a home. And it's more, much, much more better, much gooder.
it's much more better.
Yeah, better. There you go. Exactly. When it's full of people and our lifeblood is our new blood. And so I'm very excited about seeing what transpires tonight as we finish off a year. And it's not about so much it's the gathering of people. And when our children are home, especially these two daughters, they seem to attract quite a following. And it's just by inviting. So very, very excited about what's going to say come forth. I do want to remind everybody before I forget, please check the calendar. I believe the kickoff call is on Tuesday, but all you got to do is look at the calendar at the bottom of the website when you log into the back office, as we call it. And then there's the colorful version of the calendar. I don't even remember where that's at, but I took screenshots of it. But I'm 99% positive that the kickoff call is on Tuesday. That will be the third, correct? Because Monday is an official holiday. Yes, I'm correct.
Yeah,
Sarah,
it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is the third, and people want to be on it because the third is when the new incentives are in place, and they're very different. So you're going to want to learn about those new incentives because there's a lot of benefit.
Hugely, and I know I'm constantly reading. Karen, I like the way, and I did compliment you on this, and I'll do it publicly, audibly. Karen asked a really good question on WhatsApp yesterday that Dave Rolfe addressed. If you don't have WhatsApp on your phone or your computer, please, I'm begging you, get it on there. It's really not something to be afraid of or fearful of. It's literally a bulletin board of postings of really valuable, valid questions and or resources when people, and you can, what's nice is you can go back, scroll through it and say, oh, that's right, that person mentioned that. Well, what are they, you know, and you can re-ask the question again. And there's this huge Nikan family out there of people that utilize it and are constantly, it's like having a bulletin board at your local post office if you live in a small town like we do, or your place of employment where things get posted, or your local little small store where they have a bulletin board. It's that, but it's so much more. And as Karen has reminded us, there's always new things coming that Nikan introduces, whether it's products and or enhancements to modify and tweak to improve. I'm very, very thrilled about this because what it means, the end result, is more income in our pockets, those of us who are sharing. And I talked to a consultant yesterday who's been inactive for quite some time and explained it to him. And he said, oh, okay. And I said, look, at the end of the first year, if you choose not to renew, that's okay. That's okay. But I said, for those of us who are enjoying the business aspects of Nikan, because we're naturally sharing it, the payout is going to be a little bit more. So anyway, kickoff call Tuesday night, and then as well, every Tuesday evening. I believe Randy Rolfe is the next one, I think. I think I say that tongue in cheek. I think that's the lineup that's coming. Those are the Tuesday night encounters, balanced life equals happy life. Every Tuesday night, 5:30 p.m. They're about 15 to 20 minutes long. If you haven't tuned into one yet, please do it. It's a Zoom link. You don't have to turn your camera on if you don't want to. Take advantage of these things. And again, there's so many more. So thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful New Year's celebration, however you choose to do it. And here's my blessing to all of us. May 2023 be more than a new me in 23, but may it be prosperous in every way possible, that we will make some of these little tweaks, these little changes, to open up our world to a whole new gamut of possibilities. So thanks so much.